Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
What a jam. We didn't know, man. We were blessed with this music. These tunes. Open up them ear holes, Houston. Enjoy this on a Thursday.
Very similar to what I said during the break. I won't bring up the actual conversation. But again, I for a bit thought that this was a bit. That like the Creed and
also is not
NSYNC and your love affair with NSYNC and
I love NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees.
Backstreet's number two though.
And O Town. Like I thought this was a bit, but you're serious.
I saw these fellas Creed out at the Woodlands Pavilion last year.
I'm not surprised.
About third row, I was hammered. It's awesome.
Not surprised. Yeah, I thought it was a bit, but you are. This was one of those for me growing up.
Let's go there.
This is one of those, as I call walking around the buckle. You hear this song, just and I never ever knew who it was. Mm. Didn't know who sung it, but. I heard it at malls. I heard it in stores all the time.
That angelic voice you found was Scott Stapp.
Another one up there. What's another one? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. There was a Goo Goo Dolls song that I did not know that
Iris?
Was
Iris. It's got to be. It's got to be Iris.
It was one that it was just hit. One of those ones just walking around.
It's my that's a jam.
Yeah, I just thought there were a bunch of them songs, Luke. I didn't know who they were, but I just heard them all the time.
I'm like that now with all of like the pop songs. Any Sabrina Carpenter song or Dua Lipa, or all, I have no idea who actually sings
them. Yep, that sings them. Just I've heard them. Yep.
Yeah,
and I'll be like, yeah, I didn't have this. Don't have it. Yeah. Yeah, that Iris. That must be it, Iris. Yeah.
That was their big song.
You guys both said it. Text line coming through. Nah, bro, quit putting on Creed is worse than mid. Creed sucks because the singer of the band I just can't listen to. This was it. Oh, yeah. That's it.
It's a good tune.
I knew too many of the words of this. Because I just heard it all the time.
I remember every freaking second of this music video.
Yes.
A little TRL action. That's in right. The afternoon.
I don't think I've ever seen the video.
He's like wheeling around this like abandoned
watchtower.
Yeah, like a watchtower. He's like wheeling around in his chair and he's looking through like these telescopes out into the world and contemplating his love and what's happened to his heart.
Telescopes out to the world. You went macho,
it'll
man.
Take you somewhere, man.
We had a VHS mixtape of music videos. I think this was on it. We liked it that much.
You were a VHS.
My brothers and I, yeah.
You did that?
Yeah. All see, of my favorite music videos.
See, I didn't do that. I recorded. I was a video person. I recorded the NCAA tournament in a hole, and then I had I had Real World all the way up to like Hawaii, like on tape. I forgot about all your VHSs.
Oh,
God, I had the Real World. I had from New York to L.A. Oh, my God, Tech in Hawaii. Oh, and Ruthie. Oh, God. Seattle and Steven when he smacked her. Irene, I had them all, man. New Orleans. Oh, David. Z-Y-Boo, Z-Y-Boo, Z. I had them all, boy. I was Real World big time.
Yeah. Hawaii was season number 8.
Yeah.
So you had...
I think I went past that. Ooh. If New Orleans, because New Orleans, I think is
nine, man.
That was it. All right, I do think hopefully we will not be hearing this, and you will not be hearing this at.
If you don't like good music, I mean, okay.
At Daikin Park tonight. this is a huge series. And it's early, obviously, it's late May, and obviously it's not going to be the end-all, be-all. But right now, the Mariners have a 3.5-game lead over the Astros. The Astros are in second place, one game over 500 after dropping 2 of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays. But, fellas, I think this could be the turning point of the season for the Astros. And when I say turning point... I think turning point that they're going to have to dig in and get aggressive. We just heard the latest report from Dana Brown. We talked about it earlier in the 2 o'clock hour on Ronel Blanco. He said no update on him yet. Always a concern when you hear about an elbow, but hoping for the best update later today. That'll be something that we're going to be looking for. That is not help the situation. And the reason why I say this is going to be a potential turning point for this team and decisions made by Dana Brown and Jimmy Crane, they got a 4-game set against the Mariners, of which they are 3.5 back. George Kirby, by the way, one of the best pitchers for them, is making his season debut, so hopefully he doesn't go long for the Astros. But you're 3.5 back against the Mariners. In a 4-game series, Framber Valdez is going in one of the games. Here are the starters for the other three. Lance McCullers, who is coming into his 4th start and has unable to get out of, 4 innings? That's the longest he has gone. And it's not a pitch count thing. He's throwing 80-plus pitches. You got Ryan Gusto going, and then you're going to have Colton Gordon going. So in a four-game set right now where we are, just getting the potential news of what is going on with Ronel Blanco, those three guys are guys you got to run out in a 4-game series? And look, maybe Colton Gordon is going to be a revelation and pitch like he did in his last start. Maybe Gusto turns it around and starts pitching like he was earlier, and maybe you can hold on for Spencer Arrighetti, and maybe the news becomes good for Ronel Blanco. Not sure about that. But, Luke, this could be telling. If they get out here and they got problems with Gusto, Lance, and Gordon, like, to me anyway, if those are three parts of your – 6-man rotation that you're talking about running, maybe that's tempered down to 5 again with Blanco. But if those are 3 parts of your 5-man rotation and you're chasing, and the team you're chasing, I think this could push Dana Brown and Jim Crane to say, all right, man, we've got to act a little quicker. We got to maybe do the Kikuchi deal a month earlier than what we did. So I think this is a big, big series for their pitching when you see who they got to run out there.
Yeah, I think it's big for, you know, just to see how they match up with the first place team. It's a litmus test. It's gut check time for the Astros. Throw out all the other cliches as well. You're going up against a top team in your division, and you're throwing, you know, the Space Cowboys on the mound. So you have to see how you can match up with the Mariners. And it is big. You want to at least hold serve. I know it's still so early. The old saying was always wait till Memorial Day, which is right around the corner. Well, actually, the end of the series. Yeah. to look at the standing. So I guess that's perfect. That's fitting. Because I was going to say, it's still too early. But if you do, worse, hypothetically speaking, say you drop 3 out of 4, and now suddenly, you know, you're almost 6 games out of first place already behind these Mariners who are surging. So,
and with a rotation that has Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, and then, as you said, Triple A guys.
Yeah. So,
and Lance. I can't do that.
Triple A, Space Cowboy. So you have to see how you match up with these guys. But then I think also the other side, the other half, the other side of the coin of that conversation is that I find the Mariners so fascinating in that they did nothing this offseason, and yet they went from one of the worst offenses in the league to much better. And the one thing they did for that offense was got rid of their hitting coach and put Edgar Martinez in that role. And so if the Mariners come in here and knock around the Astros pitching staff, I also, too, wonder, and if the Astros offense, if this is just a bad weekend, I wonder if that's also trouble for like an Alex Cintron, where you look across a diamond and you say, like, man, the Mariners, they've turned things around by just making that one change of leading the offense. Our offense has been scuffling as well. Now Seattle comes into our ballpark. This offense looks so much different than even just a year ago, depending on how things go this weekend. And you even start to look at some things, not only with the pitching staff, but on the offensive side of things, too, to try to get this lineup woken up.
Yeah, I've talked about the Alex Cintron thing. I think blaming Alex Cintron, to me, is for Christian Walker, as you know, these hitting coaches, most of their time is with the younger guys mm-hmm. coming up. They're not going to be a lot you're going to do with Alex Cintron, right? His best hitter has been out for over a month now, albeit Yordan was struggling before he got injured. But, I mean, again, Alex Cintron, I go your ass away with Yordan, almost. Let's figure that out. Jake Meyers has been a revelation,
mm-hmm.
right? I think Jeremy Pena, another young bat, is having a career year thus far. I think could be an all-star, right? Cam Smith has been all right for his first taste of things, right? Like, I think the younger guys, you would think he is more have an impact on, have swung. DeZinzo, have swung the bat. Well, the guys that are fighting it are Jose Altuve and Christian Walker. Yiner Diaz a little bit, too. But they're the ones who are fighting it. So, for me, it's not as much them or him. But the case that you're pointing towards of, yo, man, you can't have an offense that is going to fight it and have struggles all throughout the place. That is unbelievable that I'm saying this, but led by Jeremy Pena and Jake Meyers, and have a pitching rotation
yeah.
that has potentially 3 guys that aren't pitching to a major league level yet. Right? The thing of having both of those at the same time is really a problem.
Yeah, I think you would have to evaluate everything. And I don't blame Cintron either. But also, you look at, like, the Rangers fired their hitting coach a few weeks into the season because things weren't going well. Like, teams can just be a little rash with some of the decision-making sometimes. And you also have a manager, Joe Espada, who I actually do like and have defended at times. But, you know, he's on the Vegas betting odds for being one of the first managers or one of the next managers fired, too. So, you know, we'll see if some sort of change comes, especially after a bad weekend this weekend. But sports are typically copycat leagues. And if you look across to the other dugout and say, like, hey, this team, they've turned things around by just making that one simple change. Could that help us? I don't think that's the be-all, end-all. But to the point you made a moment ago, that if things do go poorly this weekend, yeah, I don't think it's just the pitching staff. You have to kind of take a look at everything and say, how can we get better? Because now suddenly the Mariners have passed us by this much.
Like, I don't think, I'm not saying they're out of it. I'm just saying at that point, as you said, Memorial Day hits.
Yeah.
Dana Brown and Jim Crane got to talk about adding real reinforcements mm-hmm. to help this team, right? Because at that point, you'll probably know more about Ronel Blanco. You understand what's happening with Wisniewski, and like at that point, I think you're gonna have to make some moves. And by the way, along with that, before we jump out, like this is to me a different type start for Lance McCullers. I think this is as we've talked about on this show for a year, like he's no longer luxury Lance. That's out. Like they need Lance McCullers, and this will be his fourth start in a game starting off the four-game series against the Mariners, the team that you're chasing. Like, he's got, to me, he's got to, I'm not going to say he's got to be, you know, all the way Lance McCullers, but he's got to start to show signs that he's going to be more than 3 1/3, 4 innings, and 87 pitches, or 90 pitches, or 80 pitches in that time. He's got to, like, he's got so much traffic out there. He's like, he had been able to find his off-speed pitches in some of these games. Like, his last game was like one of his best outings, and that's like 4 innings, 4 runs. Now, he didn't allow any earned runs, but it's just like, he's got to start to turn the corner. Now, I say that with, well, what if he doesn't turn the corner? Well, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I don't know if he comes out of the rotation. But for this team, we need to start seeing some signs of, all right, Lance is now starting to get beyond just getting his feet wet after not pitching for nearly 1,000 days to seeing some, all right, this guy is going to be somebody that can be dependable in the rotation.
Yeah, because that's what they need. They don't have the luxury of just kind of dragging this guy along and figure things out on the side while they have these other pitchers going. And the more pitchers that you lose in this starting rotation, the more you have to rely on the Space Cowboys arsenal, you know, the less patience you can have with Lance McCullers. It's becoming go time now. And it was part of the reason why I was complaining last week. I didn't like the whole six-man rotation. You're creating spots for guys.
I hate it.
Yeah, you're creating spots for guys that you don't need to do it. And I'd put McCullers in that camp. Like, you have to start proving that you are worthy of the spot. Why do we need to reserve a spot every 4 or 5 games for you to go out there and throw 4 innings of mediocre baseball? I mean, you can find somebody else to do that or to do even better. So it is getting to that point of really showing us something. And each start has gotten bigger and bigger, not in terms of just as we further go along in his progression, but also just in terms of the opponents. You know, the Rangers was the biggest start at the time, and now the Mariners tonight, this weekend, first-place team. Yeah, tonight, yeah. A first-place team in your building. So you got to see something. You like to see at least 5 innings. Also, help out the bullpen, too, when you're throwing out all these other rookies and you don't know what to expect from these other pitchers. Yeah. It's hard to have half of your rotation, you know, not sure if you could get them through 5 innings and to rely on your bullpen.
Yeah, three of them, yeah. Right? Like, I mean, Colton Gordon, will hopefully he can keep doing what he's doing, but the wheels came off, you know, when they came off, but at least he gave you and got himself into the 6. But, yeah, they need Lance. Like, they can't have Lance. All right, man, Lance, this is a piggyback start.
Right.
Lance.
And the bullpen, you know, wasn't as sharp the last 2 days there against Tampa. A bullpen that statistically has been the best in baseball, but they wear down over the course of a long season. So you don't want to tax them too much here before Memorial Day because your starters, you know, can't make it through 5.
All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive, I want to send a shout-out to, well, maybe not a shout-out. Explain a story of a lady who really meant well with me today, but it really didn't land well. We'll fill you in on that coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive. Luke, you may not be aware, as we talked earlier this week, I said, hey, man, well, actually it was 2 weeks ago, and I said, I got to come off some of this weight. And I felt like a real good challenge and motivation for me is to weigh in every single Monday drop a little weight, and then I think that pressure and that accountability will help me, knowing I got to get here every Monday at 3 o'clock and weigh in. Clint's going to do it with me as well. Some others have texted in and said they're doing it as well, and they're going really well. Good week. Tomorrow we'll see. Tomorrow was one of those challenges out there at Big City Wings, who have an amazing menu. And we'll figure out what we'll do there. But, so, you know, I've been out there, you know, not only eating right, but getting out there and kind of working out, running. And I'll do, let me check that. Walk running, right? Walk a little here, run a little here, you know, just getting that cardio in. Got a good 3 miles in today.
Nice.
You know, doing my thing. It was a little hot too, but it was good sweat. Had to peel that shirt off me. This lady that I encountered on the street, she, I truly believe, meant well, but it didn't really go over with me that well, and I didn't see it as the positive that she thought it was. So
this is something that happened out in them streets?
Happening in the streets, out there in the streets of Siena. it was not anyone famous, but... So I'm running across the street. Just get my jog across the street. There's about 3 cars at a stop sign. As I come across the street past the first car, whatever, I got my headphones on. I'm listening to a podcast. Sorry, I wasn't listening to music. And lady had her window down. She goes, "Hey, you're doing a great job, baby. You're doing a great job. Keep it up, baby. Don't give up. You're doing great."
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, thanks. Thanks.
I know where you're going. This
and
is
I'm
so
like,
good.
Would this wench would have done this if Luke was out there jogging across the street? Like, would she have yelled out and told you, hey, great job, Luke.
Doing great, buddy.
Great job, buddy.
Killing it.
Don't give up. I thought, look. Why don't you just get out the car and tell everybody, hey, guys, look, his fat ass is out here running. Look at that big, look at him. He came out there. He's working. Come on. Give him, hey, he needs it. He
look
needs
at
it.
That effort.
Look at that effort. Come on. Get him out there. Look at him. Hey, get out your car, too.
Come on. This guy's pushing, y'all. Look at that sweat. This guy's pushing it.
And I'm like, in my mind, I think she meant well. I mean, personally, I felt bad. I'm like, I'm looking at, man, you know, all I see right now is, you know, shoulders up, but your ass look like you could maybe come out here and maybe get a walk out here with me, to be honest with you, before you cheer me on. And maybe it was from experience. Maybe she feels,
Like, that was just, like, embarrassing as hell for me personally with them other three cars sitting there. And I'm just like,
what if I told you?
Like, so in the future, man, think twice about that. If you're out there and you run into somebody.
Yeah, for real, though.
Like, I mean, she rolled it down, man. I thought she needed something. I took my earphones out. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. Don't give up.
Don't give up. It's you're the doing worst great. Part.
Yeah, I want to give up now to avoid your ass.
But don't give up's the worst of it.
And I just
keep your head up.
I think
keep striving.
I think it slowed me up for about the next 5-10 minutes. Like, hey man, does it look that bad? Maybe, like, I don't know, man. And then I tried to talk to myself. Well, maybe she's a listener. No, she's not. She'd have said, "Hey, show, great job." Yeah, that pissed me off. Text line coming in, Ryan. You don't have to say it, but. She wasn't. I mean, I just what made her think, yeah, that's what he wants to hear right here. Now, unless she does this to everybody, unless she does this to every person that's rolling through. But I mean, God, dog, boy.
She's trying to give you some encouragement.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like, that's like the dare shirt of life where, encouraging for the simplest thing, if you will. Giving kids a bunch of dare shirts for not doing drugs by 13.
D won't do drugs. A won't have an attitude. Everybody, come on. R, I will respect myself. E, I will educate me now.
I don't remember that.
Me
I don't, did that happen? Was that it?
Y'all didn't learn the dare song?
No.
Well, it didn't really stick for whatever it's worth.
Oh, no, I did. Yeah. I went through. Did you get that? I went through dare.
Yeah, me too.
I had an old dare t-shirt.
That big friendly ass lion taught me that song.
Was it again?
D, I won't do drugs.
E, I won't do drugs.
A, I won't have an attitude.
Drugs, attitude.
Which is hilarious to think about now. R, I will respect myself.
R, respect myself.
And E, I will educate me.
Yeah. Text line
on
coming.
The dangers of using illegal drugs and substances.
Which Creed album is that on?
Track 7, My Sacrifice.
Track 7. Holy track. Track 7. Hello, someone said, I'm definitely going to do that if I see Ron outside. Yeah, I bet. That is nothing worse than that person who did that. And again, I could see it in her eyes. There was not any, it was not malicious. I don't think she, when I walked past, let's be honest, I was walking at that time. When I walked past, I don't think she busted out laughing to herself.
Knew you weren't riding a bike.
No, I was getting a workout in, damn it. All right. But I know she meant well. Or there's the other one, the guy in the gym. That, how can I put it, that's not real fit, that wants to give you pointers?
Oh, yeah.
Those old fellas are the worst.
Like, hey, man, chill out, dog. Like, you ain't Will Anderson.
Fix your grip here, man. Fix your grip.
You ain't Will Anderson in here. Like, calm down.
Got to move them hands in there. Move them hands in. There it is, buddy. Attaboy. Attaboy. All right, let's go. Let's get it. Come on.
Hey, you ever tried this? Man, man. I drug myself to get here to begin with, man. I'm out here, man. I'm not bothering you, man. I'm just out here trying to do my thing.
You know, people think this machine's really good for buys, but you want to be over here, bro. Come check this out.
Yeah, she's trying to be nice, but it is a backhanded compliment. It's the whole, like, you outkicked your coverage.
What? I think it was the...
It's like when you clap for a little kid who does something for the first time.
It was, yes, it was the don't give up. That I think that was it. I think that was the clincher for me.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You're doing. I mean, she's
well.
She's sitting in her. She's clapping.
Did she see you make the move from the run to the walk?
Yeah, she's. I mean,
maybe she thought you were quitting.
She saw,
she's like, this guy needs some motivation.
Yeah. She saw me. Yeah, I jogged across the street, and then it was a good solid jog. I was 5 minutes into it. I just started. Like, I just had a good, solid jog across.
He said, Lord Jesus, I hear you. I know why you have put me in this moment on this Thursday in Houston, Texas.
Yes, she did.
This is what I'm here for. I hear you, Lord.
And that heifer.
You got this, bro.
And then I got across the street, and that heifer said, "Don't you got this. You're doing great. Doing great.
Just saw you leave your house. Don't slow down yet.
Hey, man. No, hey.
Hey, do I got a sign? Is this a marathon?
Looks like you're lighting up. Don't do that.
She act like she was at a marathon. Like I'm running a marathon. Like I got a sign here. Like she got fruit and water.
Be a lot cooler if she was handing you a water.
If she was handing me a water. I took that water, but now you in your car, air conditioned, writing it down. You got it. Don't give up. Thanks, damn, Jericho. is that what you looked at me? That's it. It looked like, look at that boy. Look at that big joker. He gonna give up. This is what he needs to keep.
Yeah, I got this motivation in my heart. Here we go.
That boy Tyler said, the good Lord set me here right here at 9:15, at 9:17 to be right here.
I understand the assignment, Lord.
I can't believe that. Yeah, that got me. That got
That's
me.
Good.
Hey, I pulled my phone out and put that in the rundown as soon as that happened. I said, I can't believe this Waits did this. All right, coming up, my man Luke has a great Jeremy Pena take. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a little upset I didn't think of it first. We'll discuss that.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Coming up next. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah. She meant well. So I see people on the text line. Some people saying they still got their Dare shirt from the 90s. I don't still have mine. I've gone through a couple of cleanups.
I don't think I ever got a shirt. I just got the song.
You did. You had all of that and you never had a shirt?
Yeah. I don't believe I ever got a shirt.
Oh, what the hell? Them cheap bastards, they didn't give you a shirt? Everybody had a shirt at the end of Dare.
Sounds like you were leading the program.
I was going to say, I had the Black Dare shirt.
Yeah.
I think you can go up to Spencer's and get one. Is that still a place?
Yep. I was in one a couple months ago.
The hell were you doing in a Spencer's?
We can talk about it off air.
Okay. Okay. All right. Whatever the hell that means. All right. Luke Morrow is in as Clint is out. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. And hopefully you are with us tomorrow as well, as we will be our eighth stop on the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit will be at Big City Wings, Copperfield location. And come hang out with us for a good crawfish, good drinks, good conversation, and a chance to win prizes and our ultimate prize as well. But Luke has a take on Jeremy Pena. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. See how you feel about this take. So I'm going to give you the floor. This take on Jeremy Pena is a pretty interesting thought.
Yeah, it's more of a concern or a question. I wonder, with the great year he's having so far, career year on both sides, in the field statistically and certainly at the plate so far, we'll see if he keeps it going. But just curious, having seen things played out recently for the Astros and the way Pena's been playing this year, curious if he's pricing himself out of this market, if he's playing himself out of Houston by elevating his price tag too much with his play, that suddenly they won't become interested in giving him that long-term commitment. As we've seen, you know, with obviously Kyle Tucker, and they didn't want to go to a certain point with Bregman, and I'm curious if they'd want to go to that point with Jeremy Pena. A lot of shortstops are in the $25 to $35 million per year range. I don't know who that next player would be for the Astros that they'd be willing to commit that big long-term contract to. I don't know if it'd be Pena. Would you be willing to go to, I don't know, 5 years, $125 million to keep him around, something like that, maybe even more north of that? And that's just the question, and maybe I'm being like a prisoner of the moment, but I just feel like, you know, Astros fans is kind of once bitten, twice shy, where this almost becomes the expectation now. That you feel like that small market team, they're like, he's playing too good. We're not going to be able to afford him at a certain point.
And that is a real serious thing to think of, because not only have they've always been a bit selective in their deals, right? Right? Like, this isn't the first one, right? Since I've been here, Springer bounced, Cole bounced, Correa bounced. Verlander bounced once. Now, they brought him back, but he bounced. Like, they're...
Miles Straw.
Miles. Yeah, you're right. The fastest man in all of Houston ever. Period. Houston history. Carl Lewis, stand down. But...
They worked together in the offseason, right?
No, he doesn't work with Carl. He's over Carl. He works with Usain Bolt, I think. But... and then here recently with Bregman and Tucker... Hey, Charlie Morton, you could throw in there. There's some other guys they just decided to move on. And it feels like they've even tightened up the rope on that, too. Like, they seem to be open to do Altuve and do some other guys, Bregman the first time. But even more, like, they didn't even consider Tucker. They're like, man, we'll trade. And there'd be times where they would ride it out and they would get nothing, because they were trying to compete. They'll just compete until their contracts are up. But now they're trading them so they can get deals out of it. That is, now right now we'll have to wait to see if Jeremy Pena keeps this up. But if Jeremy Pena plays at this level right now, I don't, in the AL, I only think that Bobby Witt is probably playing better than him right now. And I think it's a real toss-up. Just at this moment right now, how well they're both playing. And you get to that, as you said, man, Trevor Story with the Red Sox is making a shade over 23. I think Jeremy's better than him.
Mm-hmm.
Swanson right now got a big deal with the Cubs, making 25, almost 25 and a half. I think he's better. Bogarts has slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're, like, a lot of these guys
are starting to rile up. I mean, Carlos Correa got 33. Like, he's not playing. And let me tell you something. This ain't going to be a Jeremy Peña that I believe is going to go with the, hey, man, I'm going to do this like Yordan and give you a break and get paid early. I think he's more likely to be on the Kyle Tucker side of it and be like, hell, man, I'll wait it out. I'll wait this thing out. Like, I'll wait it out and just go to arbitration and wait it out till I get a big deal. But I think Luke and Tyler, this is an adjustment, and maybe it is early, but I like the conversation. This is an adjustment that Astros fans are going to have to make. If they don't get guys nailed down super early, like I'm talking while they got 3-4 years of arbitration left, and they play, as you said, play themselves to a certain level, yeah, you might have, you know, there might be some problems there if you're going to keep him, and he might go right into the long line of the, you know, Tucker and Bregman and Correa and Springer and all the guys that have left.
And it's also not helping. I saw this quote that Altuve told the media, I guess, this week, that he's surprised Peña isn't signing a long-term deal with the Astros already. So now you're already getting that Altuve pressure on you like he tried with, you know, Bregman in the past and everything else.
And work. I thought he was going to keep Bregman here. That didn't work.
No, but he's already putting it out there and talking about it. And I think the longer you wait, if you truly believe in the progression of Peña, and we'll see. You know, last year he put up great numbers the first 6 weeks of the season, and then as the summer came along, you know, he hit 240 the rest of the year from June on. We'll see if this season, if it follows a similar path, or if he's at this point now, or this is just the new Jeremy Peña and he's taking that next step. But the longer you wait, the higher that price tag could become if you do believe in this progression and that Peña is only going to get better or play at this level now moving forward.
He's been this team's best player in the lineup.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's been their MVP right now.
He's been
him
that.
And Paredes.
Yes, and he has not made big money yet, and they've got 2 more years of arbitration. And the other part with Jeremy Peña is he's an older player too. So he's got one hit, like one big hit. Like Jeremy Peña is 27. So, like, he's got one big – he's more in the Framber realm of things. And, like, I just we'll see, like, if there is a line. We keep wondering, what's the line? What is the line of what the Astros will do? Because we have yet to see them get somebody who is borderline young or somewhere in their prime and give them big money. Now, they'll give Jose Abreu and Christian Walker 3-year $20 million deals – short-term deals to players that are 35 plus, but they haven't been as inclined to get a player and pay a player like this. So that's the part is what are they gonna do? Like, where is the line? Is it Framber? I don't think they're gonna break out what it's gonna take to get Framber. Will Hunter Brown be the first one? Like, that's the other part too. Like, when you bring up Jeremy Peña, then you got to start looking at others. Like, is Hunter Brown going to pitch? Is he going to pitch himself? I mean, right now he is. Is he going to pitch himself up out of? Are the Astros prepared to give him $300 million?
I would say no.
And I'm just like, it doesn't seem like this is the way that they're going.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The way Hunter Brown is pitching, when he becomes eligible, this is going to be a big time. He's going to be in the, if he keeps pitching like this, he is going to be in the conversation of highest paid pitcher in the game. If he keeps rolling like this.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think the Astros appear, at least right now, unless they change some things, I don't think the Astros right now appear to be prepared to do business like that. And that is one to really watch. Jeremy Peña maybe the first one up. Like, I don't think they're keeping Framber. I don't think they're gonna do that.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. Yeah, The Athletic put out an interesting piece of looking at all the teams in baseball and the amount of money they've spent and the amount of wins it's equaled and yada, yada, yada. But the Astros are right on that line of middle of the pack and powerhouses in terms of money spent and the success they've had on the field. And I bring it up to emphasize that point that they are more towards that middle of the pack with the spending. And I've always said this about the Astros. It's what frustrated me with this offseason. But, you know, you're a top five market. You've had the success. I think you've, because of the past decade, you've put yourself right up there with the brands of the Dodgers and the Yankees in baseball. And
you've been the best organization in the last decade plus.
And you're not a decade. You know, you're not a small market like, I don't know, even like the Royals or somebody, the Brewers, where you have, it's a big
city. You gotta live life like this. Yeah,
you gotta spend the money, especially when you have a Pena. Keep him around. That's what was the worst part about the Kyle Tucker thing is more of, it was just a choice, right? You chose not to make that commitment instead of being unable to make that commitment. And I don't like that, this trend that we're on of choosing not to invest in the young talent.
And to the point you made, it seems like they're moving even closer, more to the center. Like there were times where they were paying Altuve and Bregman. They were paying, you know, people at once. It seems like even more now, even with this kind of this Dana Brown era, that they're trying to move even closer to the middle. So that's an interesting thought of how they may handle it. Are players potentially Hill Jake might play himself out of a contract. Dirty's Daily coming up. We'll hold it down as Clint is out, but we will still hold this thing down. Dirty's Daily coming up next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.